Welcome to the Sunday morning podcast from Kingdom Faith Church in Horsham. This message is by Colin Squires.
We spend, though, a lot of our time, don't we, thinking about food. Preparing food, eating food, thinking about when we're next going to eat food. We go to food when we're happy. We have a birthday cake or Christmas cake. Sometimes it's not very healthy, but we might go to food when we're sad. Maybe who hasn't sat on the sofa and eaten an entire tub of Ben and Jerry's and when they've just had a really bad day? Is it just me? Okay. No, we all do it. Come on. It's not a very good thing to do. And of course, we eat food to survive. We need food to live, to nourish our bodies and give us strength. And food is a wonderful blessing from God, isn't it? I mean, Jesus loved food. He cooked breakfast for his disciples. He shared around the dinner table. Food is central to the kingdom of God. We know there are feasts in heaven. They're definitely going to be Brussels sprouts with roasted chestnuts and bacon bits in that feast in heaven. Anyone agree? Yes. Pigs in blankets all the way in the feast in heaven, I'm sure. Actually, I think it might be vegetarian, come to think of it. Anyway, there also, of course, Jesus, he instigated something with food. Bread and wine said, every time you eat and drink, remember me and what I've done. Does anyone remember what that's called? That really special meal. Shout it out. Communion. Communion, that's the one, which is a really important meal. So God, he's all about food. He loves to bless us with a good feast. But sometimes, and probably more regularly than most of us do it, sometimes we're called to fast. And fasting means to put aside food for a while, to not eat for a while. By the way, if anyone had missed it, the reason we're talking about this is because from next Sunday and the first 2 weeks of 2025, we're starting the year with 2 weeks of prayer and fasting. If you're thinking, this is a weird subject to end the year with, that's why. We want to get ready for what God wants to do in us. But why do we stop eating? Well, food is all about feeding our bodies, right? We get big and we're strong. If you want to go to the gym and get big muscles, you need to eat lots of protein, lots of chicken and beef and, you know, mealworm. But Jesus knew something that most people don't. He knew this secret, that there's another kind of food that doesn't strengthen our bodies, but strengthens our spirit. Jesus said in John chapter 4, he said, I have food to eat that you don't know anything about. My food is to do what God wants me to do and to finish his work. So Jesus isn't just talking about eating, you know, like a nice cupcake after your dinner. He's talking about listening to God, doing what he says. And it feeds him in a way that food can't. So when we fast, we're taking our minds off feeding our bodies and feeding our stomachs and onto feeding our spirits instead. Now let's look at a story in Matthew chapter 4. Jesus, he's just come up out of the River Jordan. He's been baptized by his cousin John. The Holy Spirit descends on him like a dove. You remember that bit? And there's a voice from heaven and it declares, behold, my son, in whom I am well pleased. That's right. And then Jesus, the Holy Spirit takes him into the desert and he goes for, does anyone know how long he goes without eating? And anyone? 40 days. I do know a few people who have done 40-day-long fasts. And it's an amazing miracle that God does. But Jesus was in the desert for 40 days. And what was he doing? He was not just not eating and thinking, oh, I'll murder a cup of tea and a biscuit. He was praying. He was worshipping. He was spending time with his Father. He was getting ready for all that God wanted to use him for. At this point, he hadn't done any miracles yet. No one really knew who he was or what he was about. But he spent this time of prayer and fasting, getting ready, letting God get him ready for all that God wanted to do in him. And so this is the first thing we learn about fasting. It's a great time of getting ready, of giving God space to get us ready for all that he wants to do through us, just like Jesus did. So Jesus is doing this time of getting ready and he's worshiping and he's spending time with the Father and he's not eating. And after 40 days, he is really, really hungry, as I'm sure you can imagine. But at that point, the devil appears to him and he says, if you're really God's son, by the way, any similarities are purely coincidental. Really God's son, turn this rock into bread. Don't know if he actually spoke like that, but we're going to go with it. We're rolling with it today. Now, I don't know. Maybe Jesus was like, I'm having nothing to do with you, completely ignored him, didn't do what he wanted at all. But I sometimes wonder, maybe Jesus, because Jesus, Son of God, right? He's fullness of God. Maybe he picked up this rock and he looked at it and suddenly this rock was this beautiful, crusty, warm, steaming loaf. And he sort of like looks the devil and he moves it towards his mouth and he's like, nope. Almost, I don't know, like taunting him, showing him, no, you have no power over me. I could if I wanted to. But Jesus answers. He doesn't take a bite. He doesn't turn these rocks into bread. He says something even more amazing. He says, the scriptures say, the Bible says, human beings cannot live on bread alone, but they need every word that God speaks. And he drops, in my head, I imagine he drops this bread roll and as it hits the floor, it turns back into a rock. And the devil's like, oh, I thought I was going to get him. But Jesus is just like, no, not having any of it. And there's the secret. The secret of fasting is reminding ourselves that as much as we need food for our body to be strong, the source of true life is not in our bowl of instant noodles, but the source of true and eternal life is only in God and his words. And so we want, when we're fasting, we stop eating, we want to remind ourselves that that's where life really comes from. Let me ask you, what's the hungriest you've ever been? Now, there might be some like really tragic stories if we're thinking about the hungriest some people in this room have ever been. But the time that I can remember being the hungriest was probably between the ages of 14 and 18. Pretty much just consistently. You know, teenage boys, holy moly, can put it away. I remember we used to come home from school, have two bowls of cereal before we'd even have dinner. My brother, you know, Weetabix come in a stack like that, like a column wrapped in cellophane. He'd eat a whole one of those with 2 pints of milk in a fruit bowl at 5 o'clock and then have dinner at 6. Don't know. Constant, just like, oh, I need to eat. Can you imagine if we lived our lives with that kind of constant hunger for God? If the first thing we got home, when we got home through the door was not, I wonder what's for dinner, but God, what do you want to say to me next? Now, this is what fasting's all about. Getting a hunger for God growing in us a little bit more, day by day by day by day. So when we're fasting, each time, here's a little suggestion for you. If you're fasting, every time you get hungry, every time your tummy rumbles at a really awkward moment, you know, in the middle of a quiet meeting and you just get almost like that mobile phone call, really awkward time. If your tummy's rumbling, rather than think, oh, I'm really hungry, what could I eat? Or I look forward to the end of the fast. Use that opportunity to point your attention instead of to food, to God. That every time we're thinking about, oh, what could I eat? That instead we think, God, thank you that you are my life, my source, my provider. That it's a way to point our whole bodies and our minds and our hearts to God. So what might you fast over those couple of weeks? Now, fasting really technically is about food. We'll come on to some other things later. But some people are not going to eat at all for the 2 weeks. Not going to have anything to eat, no food. It's really important to drink lots. No matter what your fast looks like, drink lots. Some people will not eat maybe for a few days, the odd day here or there. Some people might just fast a meal a day or a couple of meals a day. Or maybe you've never fasted before. You might be just doing one meal and just see how it goes. But whatever it looks like, the thing to remember is fasting is not for God. It's not like we should never allow ourselves to think for a moment. It's this kind of thing of like the hungrier we are, the more he's going to answer our prayers. Like if I really starve myself, then God will know that I'm really, really, really serious. That's not what it's about. That's not what it's about. It's not about trying to twist God's arm with a hunger strike. That's not how it works. Fasting is for us. It's for our good. It reminds us that our bodies are not to be in charge of our spirit, but to be the other way around. That our spirit is in charge of our body. So we're not to be led by a temptation of natural urges of, I just need to have another chocolate. But instead, our spirit man is to be in control. Say, God, what are you saying to me about self-control, about what's important in my life? So it's a time of reordering ourselves. It gives us opportunity to listen more to God than to our natural desires. It helps make us hungrier for God, and it gives us time to make space for God in prayer and worship. And it's for a time. Instead of going to food to celebrate, we go to God. Instead of going to food when we feel maybe a bit sad, we come to God. And this isn't something we do just while we're fasting. The fasting helps train us to do this every day. And that's why fasting is a good thing to get into as a rhythm and something we do regularly. But I want to read you this, Colossians 3, verse 1 from the Message translation. It says this: so if you're serious about living this resurrection life with Christ, act like it. Pursue the things over which Christ presides. Don't shuffle along, eyes to the ground, absorbed with the things right in front of you. Look up and be alert to what is going on around Christ. That's where the action is. See things from his perspective. Now, a couple of real practical things. We can't all give up eating. For some, for medical reasons. Others, maybe you've had a difficult relationship with food in the past. If that's the case, please come and have a conversation first. Maybe if you're young and you're growing, that's really important that you're eating enough. But for those of us who can't give up food altogether, what could we fast from instead? Maybe it could be treats and desserts and snacks and those things that we don't really need. And every time we go, oh, I really fancy a bit of pudding, we go, Jesus, that's my reminder to put my focus on you, to take some extra time aside and spend time with you instead of having my pudding. Maybe we could just eat very, very plain food and a bit of just coming into that sense of solidarity with the poor, with those who have less, eating just a bowl of rice, for example. Or it might be that something's not food. It could be social media or TV or video games or other things that maybe you have a sense that this is not so spiritually healthy for me. But whatever you give up, ask God about it. Ask him to show you and speak to you, and he'll grace you for it. And though we shouldn't go around telling everybody, hey, I don't know if you've heard, but I'm giving up food for 2 weeks and social media and TV and breathing. I'm pretty spiritual, I don't know if you heard. That's, of course, not the plan. But if you are going to be fasting and you've not done this much before, do tell a parent. Talk to them about what it is God's speaking to you about fasting, or speak to a wise and learned friend in the ways of the Lord, or maybe a leader. Come and have a conversation with me at the end, because we want to make sure we're doing it wisely and healthily. But also, God has been speaking to me about doing fasting in a way that's like sustainable, that is continual, that becomes consistent part of our life. So it might be, rather than giving ourselves fasting like a mountain to climb, and then we go at the end of it, oh goodness me, I'm glad that's over, I'm never doing that again. Ask God if there's something that he wants to show you that's to fast, that is not something you're going to pick up again in 2 weeks, but is an opportunity to change a habit, to put something down without the intention of picking it up again. Maybe that's social media or whatever it is for you, but speak to God. So it's something that becomes something maybe you do weekly or monthly, or that you just do as part of your rhythm of life. I use this fasting as part of the start of the year, this preparation for the year, to set us up for all that God wants to do in us the rest of the year. And more important than what you're fasting and how you're fasting is what will you be doing instead? If we stopped eating meat, for example, and instead spent all of our time thinking about preparing vegetarian recipes, we'd probably miss the point. Instead, let's be thinking about, God, what do you want me to do in the times instead? And I would encourage you to prepare for it. Instead of taking your lunchbox with your lunch into work, maybe put your Bible in your lunchbox so that you're reminded, right, I'm having my lunch break, but I'm going to spend it with Jesus. Don't just work through your lunch break, then you're just hungry. Use the time. God, what do you want me to do in that time? In Acts chapter 13, we read about the teachers and the prophets getting together and fasting and worshiping, and the Holy Spirit spoke to them. Worship is a great thing to do with fasting. Put those two things together. Spend some time making space to get our hearts and our minds and even our whole bodies lined up with God, to give him space to speak, to spend more time with him, to get closer to him. But whatever it is going to look like to you, remember the biggest answer to the question of why do we fast is that God loves you. He loves you. He is crazy about you. He wants you to know him better, spend more time with you. And in fasting, we are responding to his love. And we're saying, Jesus, yeah, I want to know you better as well. I want to put everything else aside and say, I want you to be the most important thing in my life. Not around the edges, but right in the middle. Even more important than my next meal is the next word on your lips to me, Jesus. And it's this coming and spending time with the one who loves us dearly. And he's given us a verse to help us focus over this time of prayer and fasting, which is Psalm 16, verse 8. And it says, I know the Lord is always with me. I will not be shaken, for he is right beside me. So take that verse, maybe write it on a note, put it on your screen of your phone, put it everywhere that you're going so that you're reminded constantly, every mealtime, God, you're with me. I will not be shaken. You are right beside me. Amen. Now, if you'd like more information about prayer and fasting or what that looks like and what the Bible says about it, you can check out www.kingdomfaith.com/fasting. And there's a whole load more information and stuff that you could learn about on there. But right now, let's take some time together as a body and just talk together about what this next time is going to look like. Now, if you're really used to fasting, we don't need to, as I said, to be telling people, well, I'm going to be fasting this and I'm going to be fasting that. But if you're new to fasting, this is actually a really helpful conversation to have. Say, what? I'm not sure what God's saying to me, if that's the case. Like, what do you think that could look like? And talk about it and have a bit of accountability with one another. Pray for someone if they're fasting for the first time and say, yeah, God's going to grace you. I'll encourage you. Let's check in regularly to see how you're doing. Like, all that kind of thing. Let's talk together. But if you're used to fasting, you know what you're doing there, then let's share, what is God saying to me? What am I to focus on? What does God want to do? And then let's pray for one another. That just as Jesus went and spent all that time in the wilderness to get ready for all that God wanted him to do in him and through him, that we're going to pray for one another, that God would prepare us in this time of prayer and fasting for all that he wants to do in us this year, that we'd give him space. And let's just pray for one another that we would have a God-filled, God-focused 2025. Amen. If you would like to have a conversation about fasting, or you have any concerns, or again, if you've had a tricky relationship with food, please do have a conversation with me at the end. And can I lastly just say, let's all just pray together before we chat and pray amongst ourselves. Father, thank you that this is a time of giving ourselves to you. And pray that you would fill it. But Lord, if there is anybody here who wouldn't call themselves a Christian, who's never given themselves to you before, Jesus, we thank you that we can give our lives to you at any time, not just in fasting, but in surrender, in saying, Jesus, please come and save me, rescue me from my sin, from myself. Take all that I am and have my life that I can have yours. And if you're someone who wouldn't call yourself a Christian, please, in this time when we're chatting together about fasting and praying or what God wants to do, just with the people around you, just talk about that. Talk about, how can I know Jesus? And thank you, Father, you bless this time as we talk and we pray. Be in our midst in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources from Kingdom Faith and our other audio and video podcasts, please visit www.kingdomfaith.com.